Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association and Chestnut Ridge Radio Club. TechNet, are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, very good. Good answer. I always like that question to be a quiet one. Hello, everyone. This is the TechNet, and what's really cool about this net is that it's conversation. It's conversation about radio, about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, natural sciences and phenomena that support our hobby. It's about what we do, how we play, how we serve others, how we explore our interests. We explore things we've done, we try to explore things that we aspire to do better, or maybe things we never want to do again. You never know. So, with no further ado, let's talk about how we check into the net. Before we do that, let's talk about where the net is. It's 146.955 megahertz, 146.955 megahertz. PL is 141.3, 141.3. And just for good measure, the, So we have Echolink, K2 Foxtrot, Juliet dash Lima. K2 Foxtrot, Juliet dash Lima on Echolink. We do have a separate Echolink check-in, so if you are on Echolink, you'll get checked in last. But that doesn't mean you'll go last. It just means you'll check in last. I'm on lovely Route 17 here with a little rainy stuff and about just pre-icy things. So I was wondering if there's somebody who could possibly take the net roster for me tonight. Please call.
This is WI2W. I can help you out, Gordon.
It's great, Steve. I have some notes I'm going to have to add already because some people have emailed me stuff that they want to include in the with the net notes. So that's fine. Thank you, Steve. I also want to point out this net is recorded and is available via amateurradio.tangovictor, amateurradio.tv. Usually a week or so after the net, and also we have a Yahoo group that has a lot of written material that and offline chatter related to things that we discuss here, and that is ComTech Group, Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo, Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo Uniform, Oscar Uniform Papa, ComTech Group, all smushed together. And if you don't know how to find it on Yahoo groups, never fear, you can drop me a note at whiskey2tangotangotango at ARRL.net. whiskey2tangotangotango@ARRL.net. Alrighty, so with no further ado, let's talk about how we check in tonight. Check in is via your call sign, your name, and then you indicate one of several things, one or more of several things. Your call sign, your interest in having a question, a comment, a for sale swap, or wanted item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. You might ask, why do we want you to check in if you are none of the above? We can't tailor the net to the audience if we don't know who the audience is. Every week I hear, oh, I was listening to that last week. I said, really? You weren't on the roster? Yeah, I didn't want to check in. Really? Why? Well, you know, I didn't want to disturb anybody. Well, check in, because we really want to address it. Plus, under some circumstances, you may become a necessary resource for the net to keep things interesting. We might actually ask your opinion, or at least try to address things that we know that you're interested in. And if we don't know you're there, we can't focus on even the unarticulated interest. So do consider that. So, with no further ado, stations as call signs begin with the letter November. Please call K2BAR.
N2ZZK, Bob. No questions, just listening.
This is NY9A.
This is N2YZE.
Okay, slow down. Okay. So we have N2ZZK Bob. Bob, what are your intentions?
My intention this evening is just to listen.
Okay, very good. NY9A, George. intention, sir? Good evening.
Well, thank you. I assure you my intentions are honorable, but they're also
George, you're a little noisy. Can you improve your signal a little bit?
I'm sorry. I'm using a handheld here, but I thought that my improved altitude would be enough. Is that better now, Gordon?
The last transmission was fine. What are your intentions for tonight?
Just to listen, thank you.
Okay, no problem. That was an ambulance going southbound on 17 and 17 north. It's all clogged up. I wonder what that's about. Okay. All right, there was a third N2 station. Try it again.
This is N2IZE, November 2, India Zebra Echo. Name here is John. I have no questions or comments at this point, but I'd like to say good evening to the net, and it's been a long time since I've been on here. I think I was last on here about a year ago or so. So good evening to everybody, and hello. So back to net control. This is November 2, India Zebra Echo, N2IZE.
Well, John, it's great hearing you, and welcome aboard. And we don't hear you on the bands very much, so it's good hearing you here on the net tonight. So hopefully there's something interesting to you. And also, I hope to spark your interest during the net that you chime in and either ask a follow-up question, clarification question, maybe even spark an idea that you want to offer a comment or another or a question of your own. Alrighty, very good, thank you. Any other Novembers?
N2NBR.
N2NBR.
Listening for now.
Roger. Okay, any other Novembers?
This is N2MH. My name is Mark, and I have a comment for the net tonight.
Senor Herson, welcome aboard. Mark, very good. I think this is your inaugural trip into the net, so welcome aboard. Awesome. Any other Novembers? Okay, Alpha Station. Okie dokie. Kilo 2s.
A2EIR. Are we in Tarrytown? I may have a flop and shoplifting. I'm hoping the station I'm listing it for will check in on its own, but if he doesn't, I need it. Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, Howie. K2EIR, W2TTT. Pardon me, K2BAR. Right way. Okay, very good. Welcome aboard. Any other Kilo 2s? Station, your audio is light and your signal's even lighter. Try it again, please. Snap, crackle, pop. We weren't able to get you. We'll kind of come back to that. Okay, any other Kilo 2s? Any other kilos?
Kilo Delta 2, Delta India Golf.
82, Delta India Golf. Go ahead, name and intentions, please.
Good evening, Gordon. This is Don in Massapequa, and I'm just listening. Thanks for running the net. K82DIJ.
My pleasure, Don. Thank you for participating in that. You actually are a denizen of the other TechNet as well, so I'm flattered. Alrighty, any other kilos?
So, you find that Robin?
Again, that station?
Delta 2, Echo Uniform Golf.
Echo Uniform Golf. Okay, is that Kilo Delta 2, Echo Uniform Golf?
This is Delta Monte Echo Papa. Right now, mobile from Fairlawn, home QTH Rutherford. Just listening. Over.
Okay, so your home QTH is in Rutherford. You're really, really scratchy. So what we'll do is Echo Uniform Golf. We're gonna look you up in the FCC database later and try to piece together your call. I apologize, but you are really super scratchy, okay? other kilos. Okay, and finally the whiskey.
W2KSK.
W2 Kilo Sierra Kilo, is that right?
WA2KSK, the name is Howard, and we're just listening.
Howard, WA2KSK, welcome aboard. Thank you very much. Any other whiskeys?
W2JEK, Don with a comment.
Jim in Pearl River, good evening, Gordon. Just listening this evening.
I have Don, W2JEK, with a comment, and I have WA2UMP, Jim, just listening. Any other whiskeys?
WB2HRO, Joe, with something for that.
WB2HIO, WB2 Hotel India Oscar. Joe, welcome aboard. What are your intentions, sir?
The call is Whiskey Baker 2, Hotel Radio Oscar, or Ham Radio Outlet, and the intention is to sell an item.
Okay, very good. W-A-2-H-R-O, B-2-B-2-H-R-O. Joe, I'm sorry, kind of blew that. And you have a for sale item. All right, we'll get you after Don. Any other whiskeys?
U-A-2-Q-B-C, Bruce, no traffic.
Being Bruce, W-A-2-Q-B-C. Anybody else with a whiskey?
Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, Randy, Washington Township with one comment.
Raja, W2S. Well, I'm intrigued by that first URL. I don't know what that's about. The second one I kind of figured out, I think. But I like that. Anyway, we'll talk. Pretty good, Randy. Got your comment. Any other whiskey?
WE2R, Charlie, just listening.
Good evening, Charlie. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskey?
This is W2 November Hotel Zulu, handles Matt, and good evening all, and just listening tonight.
Okay, very good, Matt. W2 NHZ, nanohertz, as I like to call it. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys? Okay, are there any calling stations?
Tom, just going to listen.
Okay, I got the Tom just listening. I didn't get the call. Station who was just listening, just checked in. Could you try again, please? I'm going to see if I can pull it off the echo link when I get home. I will recheck the echo link check-ins when I get to a stable place, everybody, so don't sweat it. All right, are there any other stations? Any call sign, please call K2BAR.
This is K2ZC, Dave. No questions or comments.
Good evening, Dave. Welcome aboard. Any other stations? Okay, well, then let's get to it. W2JEK, it's your ball, Don. Welcome aboard.
Okay, K2BAR in the net, W2JEK, good evening, everybody. Announcing that Barra will be running a VE test session on Friday, November 21st. That's a week from this coming Friday at the Westwood Regional High School at 701 Ridgewood Road in the Township of Washington, 7 p.m. Friday night. And if you're coming, you need $15 for the test fee, some form of identification such as a passport or a driver's license or some other photo ID or two forms of non-photo ID. And you'll also need your social security number if you don't have a license, or an FRN number, which is, if you have a license, you should have an FRN number. For some people who don't have a license may choose to get the FRN number, the FCC, before the test session. Item also is the, if you are licensed, please bring your license and a copy of the license. And, if you wish to use a calculator, you may. The memory must be empty. We will check that. iPods, cell phones, etc., other electronic devices are not permitted to be used as calculators. Strictly a standalone calculator. Let me just drop it for a second. And we also remind everybody that there is credit given for people who have expired general, advanced, and extra class licenses that have expired beyond the 2-year grace period. Get back into ham radio just by taking the current technician exam. They don't have to go through technician and the other class exam. They just take the easy technician exam, and they will be credited with their license again. Generals will get their general back. The advanced will get a general license, and the extra class will get their extra class license back. The reason advanced class gets a general is because they do no longer give out advanced class licenses. Also, the call sign you will get will be a new call sign. It won't be the old call sign that you used to hold. With that, back to that. W2JK.
Okay, Don, very good. Anybody have any questions or comments regarding licensing or the test sessions?
What was the date?
It was November 21st. That's a Friday night, November 21st.
Thank you. And see, while we're at it, while it's not directly a barrel function, that magically, that most of that same testing appears on December 26th, which this year is a Friday night as well, following the training session, the one-day review class that I'm running in Bergenfield on the December 26th at St. John's, all day, and then the test session's at 7.
Got it.
Alrighty, very good. Don, any more?
One other comment, I think Steve WI2W had mentioned that he was a judge at a science fair, I guess you call it, STEM. It's a competition called, where STEM is an acronym for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. One of the judges there, and I saw an article was written in the paper about it on the Wednesday's paper. So Steve, you know, I don't know if you knew about it, but I have a copy of that if you're interested. And that's about all I have right now. Back to next, W2JK.
Can we hear a little bit about that little adventure, Steve?
Sure. Would you like to hear about it now?
Let's see what. Since we're on it, why not? Sure, go ahead. Then we'll do the for sale swap items, and then we'll go to the rest of the questions and comments.
Okay, this is WI2W Steve in North Hamilton. On Tuesday, Veterans Day, I participated in the inaugural New Jersey STEM League competition held at Waldwick High School. 4 schools represented, fielding 2 teams, and one of the teams was by Steve W. Vera. They invited me to participate as a judge, along with 3 other mechanical engineering students from NJIT that made up the judging panel. So it was a very interesting day. I'll try to keep it brief. It was Veterans Day. We had 2 guest speakers. The first guest speaker, Ken Jones from Wayne. I think it was Jones. I don't know, my notes in front of me. But Ken is an interesting guy. He does some volunteer work with disabled vets, and he builds them customized gaming interfaces so they can play video games with their it's a lifeline to these guys. It gives them something to do that they did before they got in the service, while they were in the service, and now that they're out, it really keeps their spirits up. A very admirable volunteer organization. And the organization is called Warfighters Engaged. That up if you're interested. Another vet was there, David Krause, who was a demolition or deconstruction expert, and he was injured about 2 years ago, lost his left hand, his left eye, and he had some days. But he was there with his prosthetics and was able to share that with the approximately 50 students that were present to explain how you get back life to normal or as close to normal. Competition was for the kids to go through the whole engineering process.
process of problem definition and quantification, research, design, elaboration, prototyping, testing, presenting their results at the end of the day. Quite a lot of information to go through and things for them to do, and they did really well. Really was quite an event. I will say that no one that was present at that day, or everyone that was present that day, touched by seeing veteran there. Everybody got an upfront and personal experience as the sacrifice that our brave soldiers make. Many in the room, Veterans Day now, has events served a number of different purposes. The teacher over at Waldwick did an amazing job pulling a team together, hundreds of man hours rep, and the event was really quite extraordinary. They're going to do it a few more times, and they hope to make this a sports-like competition for science, technology, engineering, and local high school. So it's a lot of fun. Back to bed.
So each team was given the same challenge to go design, build, prototype, whatever it was that was the game plan, and everybody came up with their solutions to that problem?
Yes, the students were each given a pre-programmed Lego controller that had three sensors and a motor attached, so they didn't have to do the coding. They brought with them Lego bits and pieces and materials, and the task that they were given was to build a robot hand that was able to pick up a cup of coffee and then pass it to someone and then release it into their hand. And the students actually strapped these things to their arms with a variety of different methods to simulate prosthetic for an injured person in general. Almost all the teams had a functioning prototype, and the one had chose a very innovative design, but the torque on the motor wasn't the strong to activate the mechanism, but it did work. It was really amazing to see what these kids came up with, and they were high school students from freshmen and 5 minutes. Eight teams of five members each to the four participating schools.
That sounds great. That sounds absolutely wonderful. Do you know the other, I'm assuming Waldwick was one. What were the other three schools?
Bloomfield, Old Sapan, Waldwick, and Northern Valley.
Okay. So, NVOT, Northern Valley, Northern Valley, probably Demarest. Because Northern Valley, Old Sapan is Northern Valley, Demarest. And then there's, the other two schools you mentioned, Bloomfield and Waldwick, the host school. Very good. Super, super. And I like that idea that it become a regular competition. But you can mix that up with all sorts of challenges. Good, good. Very nice. Anybody have any questions on the topic? Well, Don, thank you for outing Mr. Steve, and Steve, thank you for confessing and telling us all about it.
I think they're going to try to do three or four a year and involve different schools. There were several other different schools that had sent folks over to take a look and see what was going on. Hopefully it's the start of something big. The object was to get something along the lines of a sports program. You know, the school and an inordinate amount of time, or they spend a lot of time and a lot of money and support for the sports team. Kids should have a bugger-all event and it works out.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I like to see STEM teams with no one in the STEM program, if you catch my drift. I want STEM for all, but that's just me. Unfortunately, we only do science and technology for the gifted and the academically gifted, and that's crazy. But that's super. I mean, I'll tell you stories about that later on. I have many close colleagues at work who, think that. Actually, I have one, Alan. He's a ham as well. He says, "I was good in school, but I wasn't really good in lab." And so my roommate, carried me through my half of the of the program where I lacked, and I carried him, dragging him, kicking and screaming through the math parts, as they put it. And the two of us both graduated with decent GPAs because of that. But it's pretty funny to listen to. He says my lab grades were always at the risk, and his math grades were always at a risk. It was very entertaining. Anyway, sooner, earlier, and often, and to the masses as best as possible. And you just have to construct it by skill level. Just can't, you know. And I think that's the challenge. STEM is often given to the top, let's say 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%. And that's nuts. It really needs to be for everybody. All righty. Let's go to the for sale item. Was it Howard WA2 or B2HRO? Forgive me for your butchering your call. K2BAR.
K2BAR, WB2HRO. Name is Joe, and the item for sale is Kenwood TS830 transceiver. In good condition, very good condition, actually. And has loose tube divider. It's a hybrid rig. It has 2 6140 6s in the final, and it's 160 DK, PW and sideband. And that's the item. Asking price is $550. And my contact information is my phone number, 718-896-1337. Or my work number, 212-650-5790. And back to the phone.
Hey, we're going to ask you to repeat the phone numbers in a minute, but that's really interesting. So TS-830 for $550, in excellent condition. I got a couple of things to comment about the 830. While it is a hybrid radio, there are many more modern radios that do not have the low noise level, low noise floor of a TS-830. The way the oscillator chain is put together, it has very, very low phase noise, almost nothing. And that causes you to have less intermod. Because when you have phase noise, those products will kind of create a blow-by on your filter and cause all sorts of artifacts to appear as, you guessed it, noise in your passband. So the 830 is just a delight. Before there were SDRs, everybody who was doing moonbounds picked something like a TS-830 because of its specific characteristics of its receiver. The low noise nature of the receiver was just outstanding. If you went into Downey's Microwave's magic locations, they're here in New Jersey and now in Florida, you will find that Steve has TS-830s or a very expensive multi-thousand-dollar Tentec radio, again, because of the low noise of the receiver. So that's just outstanding. Good job. So, Joe, why don't you repeat the phone numbers?
All right. The new phone number in weekend is my phone number, 718-896-1337. My work number is 212-650-5790. And I would like the person to pick up the item rather than stick it in the top. Okay, I believe I have it available. It's available. I have it at my work location, but I can also get it home. So either way, it's all right. Back to you.
Thank you. Is there anybody who might be calling Joe? Dial away, and away you go. And Steve, were you able to put his numbers in the notes?
I did. Just let me get some confirmation. The first number, 718-896-1337. 237, is that correct?
Correct on that.
The second number, 212-650-5790.
Correct.
There you go.
We have a winner. Very good. Anything you want to add, Joe?
No, it's except I am the chief operator of the City College Amateur Radio Society Club Station, College of New York, in the county. And we have a station there, and for the hands in the community are welcome to call and or visit. We are a station that was on the air at the very beginning of amateur radio. However, it is off the air for over 30 years, and I went back after the finished the installation. I have about five school club roundup. And so if you ever hear me on, it's W2HJ, WhiskeyQ Hotel Juliet during the day. That's me. Over.
Yep, absolutely. That's great. It's a little history there. What's the club call sign?
WhiskeyQ Hotel Juliet.
City College of New York, I guess, is WhiskeyQ Hotel Juliet. Very good. Was it 2 Hotel Juliet in the old days?
No, it was 2XN. I don't know when it became W2XJ, but it was 2XN, and it goes back to about 1913, when radio just started to be regulated. Before 1913, there were no real records of any, except personal records that people might have kept with them, deviling into the radio phenomenon. But the Department of Commerce started regulating or trying to regulate radio. This is in 1913. And one of the members of former students retired back at the bed he saw in the old days in the 50s. He saw a QSL card from 1916 referring to 2XN. But, unfortunately, all that
is wrong. A little bit of history. Anybody have any questions for Joe about this? Okay, very good, Joe. Thank you very much. Anything else?
No, except that you'll hear W2HJ and the logo right now.
Thank you, Joe. Very good. Alrighty. Thank you again. Let's see. I keep unkeying my microphone. I'm going to hold it better. Let's see. Why don't you pick something, Steve, from the list? My brain is turning into mush.
Okay. First, a quick comment to Joe. Welcome to the net. And your signal was a little light, a little scratchy. So if you're going to become a regular check into the net, we certainly welcome you. And maybe you could get a couple more watts in our way. Thanks. I guess we'll go to comments because questions can sometimes run long. Let's go to Mark first, then 2MH with your comment. Go ahead.
Okay, good evening, Gordon, and to the rest of the net. This is N2MH. My name is Mark. My comment is this. I'm checking in on UHF tonight through my UHF repeater, which is connected to a remote base station on the 2-meter frequency. What makes this comment perhaps a little interesting is that the link between the repeater, the UHF repeater, and the remote base is being done over mesh tonight. Go ahead.
Across your house. I'm sorry, Mark. I heard a chunk, but I didn't hear any audio. The mesh is across your house?
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, right now, I have to wait for the repeater to drop before I can transmit. Yes, it is across the house, but it is between a couple of Linksys routers running 3.0.0.B2, I believe.
Okay, so you
you're not using the Release Candidate 1 software yet, but okay. They're close. And, boy, your audio is nice and punchy, so kudos. And, of course, the remote base is all set up with All-Star, correct?
Actually, both ends of the link are set up with All-Star. The repeater is running into All-Star on a PC, and the remote base is running into a BeagleBone Black running All-Star. And that's going across the link. And we're running full 64K Beulah PCM here.
Boy, your audio is nice and punchy and really, really a pleasure to listen to. Alrighty, that's pretty cool. So we have the convergence of All-Star linking technology with mesh. How sweet. Very nice. We had some other progress in that area tonight we'll hear about, I'm sure. Anybody have any comments or questions for Mark?
Question?
Go for it.
This is Randy WU2S, so I'm curious about the All-Star software. Where can we get more information about it, and is the software available for free? That is it open source, or is it commercial software? Thank you.
Okay. First of all, I forgot to mention before, All-Star is actually asterisk running with repeat compiled in, so it is actually more than just a remote-based controller. It can be a full-blown repeater controller if you configure it that way. Now, as far as the details, All-Star can be found at www.allstarlink.org. That's www.allstarlink, one word, .org. And the BeagleBone Black code can be found at hamvoip.com. hamvoip.com. You got that?
Got it. Thank you.
Steve, did you get it too?
I did. I got www.allstarlink.org. What was the piece of software that you could get from hamvoip.com?
HamVoip.com is the All-Star load for the BeagleBone Black. They have an image that you can write to an SD chip, a micro SD chip that plugs into the BeagleBone. BeagleBone then boots off of that chip and runs the code. That again is HamVoip.org. By the way, the interface from All-Star into the radio is by way of a modified USB sound fob. Typically, they're running between $5 and $10 a piece now.
Yeah, just in all fairness, a month ago, or I guess it was about a month ago, Mark showed this stuff to me at a Red Cross meeting, and I was just drooling about it. I just haven't had a chance to get to it. I was hoping that Mark would jump on the net one night and talk about it. So here we are. I am a very happy guy. This is an app that whose time is definitely there. Hey, Mark, I have a quick question. Because it's all asterisk based, if we have IP phones, is there a way to dial into a repeater with an IP phone and actuate the push-to-talk with either a touch tone or just by a Vox function?
Well, funny you should mention that, Gordon. I just picked up my A-Link IP phone, dialed into the node, and I'm speaking to you on it right now.
Okay, so I have to ask, how do you do the push-to-talk?
Star 99 is push-to-talk, pound is listen.
Sweet. So, Randy, you know where my mind's running, right?
Yeah, I'm right behind you.
Now you're arm in arm, trying to run ahead of me. It's okay. This is a really cool day on a whole lot of levels, and you know, I don't know, it must be something about the air, because we had a couple of things that have been floating around that I think Randy's going to talk about in a couple of minutes, which I'll stay out of, let him introduce them, but and then this, and the STEM thing that Steve and Don mentioned earlier. There's a whole parallel universe of things that were like, oh, like breakthrough kind of days, like, oh, we can do that, or oh, we know how to do that, or we've done it already, or you can do that, oh, that'd be great, you know, at work. So this is happening on a couple of different levels here. It's like, I don't know, good karma today, whatever. Although I'm more inclined to think it's the Holy Spirit, but that's just me. Alrighty. Mark, any further comments?
No further comments. Just that, if desired, I can bring pieces of the staff Monday night to the Red Cross for show and tell. The stuff is all very much a prototype right now, laid out on the bench. But it is working. It's blinking away. Very impressive when it's operating. And if anybody wants to look at the BeagleBone black piece of it, along with its USB thing, I can bring that down for show and tell.
Yeah, just a reminder, since you mentioned the Red Cross, Red Cross meeting in Fairfield on Monday is going to feature a talk on 3D printing. There is a speaker there, but yeah, I don't see a reason why you couldn't do that for show and tell, too. Why the heck not? It's all good, so... people need to know where the Red Cross is. It's just look up Red Cross, Fairfield, New Jersey. It's on Fairfield Road, just west of the municipal building across the street. All right, anybody else have any questions, comments, or views about this rather interesting and augmented topic?
Bring the remote bass piece of it up, and we can all play.
Oh, sure. Well, Randy and I have been playing with Asterisk and phone, so you know, we were doing our Raspberry Pis, but you've been doing it on BeagleBone. Not, you see, yeah, you've been BeagleBone Black, so that makes good sense. We'll see. I'll probably put mine up on a small PC that I've got. I think that probably will work better for me, but I have them in stock, as they say. Alrighty. Anybody else have any thoughts?
What time is the Red Cross meeting on Monday, Gordon?
7 o'clock. Yeah, actually, you know what, while I'm at it, Randy, if you got a moment, could you forward those links over to, I'll forward them over to Steve. I think I have his email here. If I don't, I'll ask you to do it, but then you're going to talk soon. Alrighty. So let's see, anything else from anybody before it goes back to Mark? Okay, Mark, it's your ball.
Questions from RK2EIR. So make this my final here. I'm going to have to check out after this. I have an early start tomorrow morning at work, and this is way past my bedtime as it is. Anyhow, the question was raised, is there any charge for the software? No. It's free. It is open source as far as I know, so if you want to play with it, okay. But all the hard work has been done already. Just, at least for the BeagleBone, you just download the image, configure it up, and you're raring to go. If you're going to do, a word of caution though, if you're going to download something called the ACID version, that's a pre-compiled, that's an ISO file. That you can download from AllStar Link that'll give you the version for PC. When you're installing it, do not take the option of having their server make the configuration for it. It flat out doesn't work, and you'll waste a lot of time doing that. I can work with you to configure it by hand, but that's the best way to do it. Anyhow, with that, 73s to the net. And I'll stick around if there's any more questions. After that, I'm QRT. W2TTT, or should I say K2BAR. This is N2MH West Orange.
We do have a question from K2EIR. Go ahead, Howie.
Yes, thank you. This is K2EIR. Mark, as a system, it sounds exciting, and I'm not into all this stuff. But I know there's more and more interest all the time in the radio clubs from lesser technically enabled people. How can they do remote control? They'd like to remote control a rig. Can you tell me, would the Beagle Bone Black be sufficient for that, or what? Could you just make a comment or two on that? Something relatively easy to put together, not too expensive, and practical for what I may call the everyday hand. Okay, I believe it was K2EIR. This is N2MH. Good evening to you. If you're looking for an overall recommendation, I don't have any. As far as how suitable this could be for remote controlling a general purpose radio, it can be done, and in fact, compiled into it is support for a number of CAT protocols, like CIV is in here, some Yaesu stuff is in here, you just configure it up. However, this is really not for the faint of heart. It's not for Joe Ham, unfortunately. You really need to have some expertise at a number of different levels to make this whole thing work. You need to know a bit about IP. You need to know a bit about building. This is all about building. You just can't go out and buy something to put it together. And when you're building it, you have to package it. Then on top of that, you have all your various radio settings to do, deviation and things like that if you're on FM. I really can't recommend it for Joe Ham, though, unfortunately. Well, fair enough. Thank you, Mark. It calls kilowatt 2 echo in the Romeo Ohm's law. Thank you. Back to Ned.
Okay, very good. Steve, real quick, is your call sign at AWRL.network?
Yes, it does.
Thank you. Forwarding you Randy's, some URLs from Randy to add to the net. All right, very good. Mark, I want to thank you for jumping in, and I know it's past your bedtime, and I know that's why you normally don't check in, so the extra effort you took to come in kind of sparked a couple of different pieces of conversation, including the BeagleBone stuff and the asterisk all-star, stuff. So thank you for doing that. That's just bloody awesome. So what was not used as an acronym called radio over IP? We talked about voice over IP, but now radio over IP. So that's star 99 and then pound to turn it off, TTT type stuff, is pretty cool. So yes, you can take your asterisk switch and dial it in. So Randy, I think we're going to have to get busy on that addressing plan stat, because I think otherwise the things in the cold come unglued. Alrighty. Very good. Thank you very much, Mark. N2MH, K2BAR. One more if you'd like.
Okay, maybe the last word is beware. I have a couple of nano stations on order, so it's not just going to be in a house anymore. Okay, guys, take care. FYI, this whole stuff is based on asterisk 1.4, since you're kind of familiar with that kind of thing. 73 is all N2MH.
Okay, by the way, there's a lot of conversation going on around tunneling lately, but we'll talk about that later, too. So I know you're going to check out, but I'm not going to belabor the point now. I'll let Randlers do that, but lots of good stuff coming down. All right, 7-3, Mark, and thanks again. Steve, who's our next candidate?
Well, since I've got the mic, I'm going to make a quick announcement, and that's my comment for tonight, which is the Barrett Dinner is coming up in a couple of weeks, December 7th, at Biagio's for Amos. I'd encourage anybody that wants to come to send our treasurer, K2DFL, David, an email letting them know you're coming and also how many. The cost is $40 for Barra members and for about $45 for any of our guests. It's always a fun time. We have a nice slide presentation by Chuck, KC2SST, on the past year's events. And a great dinner and a great awards and recognition event as well. So if anybody needs more info, you can go to the Barra webpage, www.barra.org. Officers and our treasurer, David KSL, is listed there with his email. So that's it. Now, the other, let's see, we had one more comment from Randy, and we also had a question from Howie. So which one, Gordon?
Let's continue with the thought stream. Randy, go ahead. W2SK2BAR.
Thank you, Gordon. Good evening to everyone on the net. So just briefly regarding mesh network, as Gordon had mentioned, there's been some big improvements in the last day or so. Another fellow joined the testing and development group from Texas, and he's developed a preliminary script for installing tunnels, which I have just started testing. There's a little bit of quirkiness to it, but it's a vast improvement over trying to install this stuff yourself, and I think over the next 3 to 5 days, we'll have a vastly improved means of setting up tunnels between Ubiquiti nodes, which means that we'll be able to stand up a lot of mesh network coverage here in Bergen and Passaic counties fairly quickly, overcome the limitations of terrain and a huge amount of big trees with lots of big leaves on them. So it's exciting times. Again, I've looked at the code briefly. Looks pretty good, looks pretty clean, looks extensible. I'll be playing around with it a lot in the coming weeks, and I'm very excited with that. Back to Ned.
Yeah, and just one more thing. It's really kind of neat about the about how the tunnels have, you know, energized the folks in Texas and why it's taken so long for us to get involved. Randy, I kind of realized I asked a couple of dumbass questions in congratulating the new fellow, Daryl, to that test team. It occurred to me that the server side was all manually scripted and that his software gives you the client side. Is that right?
No, the other way around. His initial script is the server setup. The client stuff he claims he's working on. The client side is actually quite easy to even do manually based on the experiments I did with Clint Anderson from Waco about a month ago. The server side was a bit more complicated, and Daryl has organized that a bit. There's still a way to go. It's still a little intimidating, but it's a very big step in the right direction.
That's great. That's just super. That is just super. Okay. Well, then I'll feel as dumb as I thought, because I thought I asked one dumb question, and I realized that I'd make a whole set of dumb assumptions that he's already worked this all out, and the answer was no, and I flipped. That's even better. So, okay. So, I was reading in a hurry in a hockey rink in between periods, and scrolling out those emails you probably saw tonight. It's like, oh, man. I looked at it after I looked at the email chain and said, you know, you're a putz, Gordon. You're just a total putz. But anyway. Oh, good. Anyway, so I'm glad we got that straightened out, and it is very exciting. The other thing is I've had 10 nodes, you know, 2 Ubiquitis and 8 Linksys of either GLs or GSs banging away for, you know, almost a week now, and I've been running video streams all over, like I've been running as many video streams as I could stand. I did speed tests, I did all sorts of abusive things, and I gotta tell, it's solid as a rock. I am really, really thrilled. So, Randy, as soon as you're ready, I am just let's put a tunnel up between us and leave it. We'll have stuff here, and then we'll go from here to there and everywhere. In fact, there's an 11th device that I haven't even flashed yet. It's the one on my tower. It's in that weatherproof box. I should probably up and working, because I'll bet you its flakiness will go away. But all the weirdness went away in my configuration when I swapped out that one DDA and upgraded to version 3.
Well, that's good to hear. So yeah, a lot of progress is being made, and we'll get a tunnel up between us here very shortly. I do have one other comment, if there are no more discussion on the mesh.
For it.
A brief comment on some sources of reference material, particularly for older rigs, that I ran across while doing some research this past weekend. And I'll just mention two of them briefly. I've sent you the links and email, and you're going to forward those on to Steve, and we'll include them in the notes for this. But the first is, people may know this, but they were new to me, so I thought it was interesting. The first is hampedia.net. That's hampedia.net. And they have an extensive but not exhaustive list of a variety of rigs, many of which just have the specifications of them, but also a large number actually have both the operator's manual, and some have service manuals. There are also a few that even have links to where to download software for controlling these rigs, and that leads to the second item. I was looking for cloning software, software to put repeater information into a VHF UHF mobile rig, and it's an old one, an ICOM IC 207. The 208 you can get fairly easy. In fact, I think Chirp works with 208, but the 207 not so much. And a little research actually led me to a place that still has the software available for the 207. So if you've got one of these, you might want to look at this. The site is called Tiny Micros, TinyMicros.com, and there's a wiki there, and he's got the information for his IC207H. So I thought that was a very helpful source. Wanted to pass that along to the net. Hope you all find it of some use. Whiskey Uniform 2 Sierra, back to net control.
Well, that second link was really cool. And I have a 207. I have the software. Find out if I still have the software once I go to reload things. One of the little glitches for tomorrow night, I'll get by it. I have another laptop, but my toughbook serial drivers are still not being helpful. So the price of going to Windows 7, it's a little messy, so I'm going to just use another machine and the software for Chirp. But it's pretty cool. Those kinds of sites where you can find old reference materials, service manuals, and discussion on it occasionally. And of course, software for it is just key, because manufacturers don't leave it up on their websites. Go in those directions. Anybody have any comments about this topic? Okie dokie. Randy, any follow ups or any additional?
No, thank you. That's it for tonight.
Oh, boy, that was a good bundle of joy. K2EIR, I have verified that we don't have anybody following you on Echolink, so it's your ball. K2BAR.
Shirley, you Jeff. Here's K2EIR. No, actually, I didn't have a question. I said I might have a for sale item, but actually it was to...